all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. I was just talking about it when Ramachandra is coming. This time, very good, early in the morning.
Srila Prabhupada, you look well. Are you feeling well?
At the present moment, I'm feeling well because you are here.
This is Doc Sheen from Los Angeles Temple.
Yeah. Bring more money. Spend this money in huge advertisement propaganda. I've given him the idea. Because here in India, we haven't got devotees pushing. As in USA and America, we have got all devotees. They are attacking and pushing. Here, there is no such devotee. Therefore, I have proposed huge, big advertisement in the paper.
Oh.
So, paper and billboards.
Especially newspapers. I have given the instruction. You are here and you can arrange three. I'm reading the matter also like this. Read it. It is very simple.
Read worldwide Hare Krishna literatures and be happy. Books by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. 1. Srimad Bhagavatam, cantos 1 through 9. 27 volumes. Rupees. It's not filled in. Per volume.
Yeah.
Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Nectar of Devotion, Sri Isopanishad, Easy Journey to Other Planets, Krishna Consciousness, the Topmost Yoga System, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, in 3 volumes, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, and so on. Recommended by learned scholars and professors all over the world. Available for reading from all university, college, and public libraries of the world, and can be purchased.
We can give the name of few leading bookstores in each city.
Not few bookstores. Only our.
Bhaktivedanta
Book Trust. And you can give that Calcutta agent, Bindam Book.
For the books you have in Hindi, you should write available.
Yeah.
In
not Hindi.
Hindi,
we shall advertise differently.
In Hindi papers.
Oh,
advertise in Hindi.
Hindi.
In Hindi papers.
Yes. And this is English.
Yes.
In this way. I give you the idea.
We'll make the
space contract.
Yes.
And ask them the concession because it is charity.
That they will give.
Yes. In this way, immediately.
I can put one for next Wednesday's paper.
First of all, take the red, then when we shall begin,
that
we shall decide. Ramachandra is there. He has got very good experience in him. How do you like this idea?
It's excellent.
That's all. Then it is final. Great.
I think, what if we also mentioned how many copies of Bhagavad Gita have been sold in the last year?
Well, we can see it's sold to date. Well, I told people there were 4 million copies sold.
No, that is not required.
Not required.
Well, we are selling all worldwide, that is it.
And also, the American universities are using these books in their courses
that's
as required.
Available for reading from university public libraries all over the world.
Okay. Before you said that, we should put also on the line that these books are available in all major languages of the world.
That is not very important. That is, all over the world means it is understood in all other languages. Others have their reading.
In Europe, when they men go to the library, sometimes they don't speak English. So they're already taking standing orders for the Srimad Bhagavatam in French and other languages. This is the notice of the money we just sent to Bombay from Los Angeles. $70,000.
So now do the needful out. And the invoice you have sent, the books.
Yes.
So these books are there.
Yes, now I have everything in stock. We have everything.
And which you have not got stock to print here.
Yes.
A sufficient stock. So I was asking listeners that in Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, simply whatever collection is there, 50% print books and 50% spend for temple or for putting on the books. No money available, but
that is always the situation.
As soon as there will be money, there will be a headache. And income tax, this tax, that tax. So keep all as empty. Bas. Vigorously post, and whatever available, spend. Bas. Finish. How do you like?
That is always our policy.
That's all. And if we have to take contribution, take ISKCON, debt-free. For Bhaktivedanta Trust, there is no need of contribution, then there will be exemption, certificate required and so on. We don't want any contribution. If anyone wants to contribute, let it contribute to the ISKCON. They're tax-free. And here, there is no tax, no tax-free. That's all. Print book and sell and spend. Follow this policy. There and here also, and push these books. That is our main preaching. Somehow or other, it must go door to door, hand to hand. Then our preaching is successful. Anyone who will read, he will get some benefit. That is sure. Because such literature are not available throughout the whole world. It's a new revolution to the people in general. Am I right or not?
Definitely.
That's all. We'll do it now. And I shall spend all this money for advertising.
One of the biggest bookstores in Bombay, International Book House, I arranged a whole window display of your book.
That is useless.
Many people were seeing it.
Useless. I know this. But you can get some customers.
Yes.
That's all right.
They got some customers.
Do they purchase or simply display?
No, they purchase all.
Actually, in Belgium, the National Museum has also set up in their main window a display of your books. And that's very, very good for a museum, because they do not sell there, but they are considering it so important and scholarly that they are displaying them for the public to see.
That is good recommendation. Yes. If that museum is so important, to keep our books there is prestigious. In Europe, America, it is going on like so. Now here we have to take advantage of these papers. So I am already giving Jagadish the idea, now immediately put it in practice. You keep that also with your paper. This format, yes.
Okay.
Will there be an address on the advertisement for people to write to?
The Book Trust office.
So, you get the address now.
I'm not actually tired.
He's not tired.
I'm feeling completely rejuvenated just seeing you, Srila Prabhupada.
Usaha, this kind of usaha refer. Usaha means
enthusiasm.
Usaha, yeah. So did you write to Dr. Shukla?
Yeah.
For sending this answer?
Yeah.
So do it enthusiastically. It is a new peaceful revolution throughout the whole world. What other news?
Actually, it's not so peaceful in America.
Huh?
In America, there are some atheists who are organizing constantly to attack us.
Well, that is peaceful. That will bring peace.
Yes. And we're seeing it because now it has become such a controversy that the biggest television and radio programs are begging us, come on my show and explain the issue, whether you are brainwashed. We have been already invited to be on the biggest nationwide television programs. And we're on radio.
So you're presenting nicely.
Usually what they do is they bring someone on the show to ask us questions. And this person is very demoniac. He distorts and everything.
Why they should question? We should explain.
Well, we get the opportunity to, but that's how they set it up. In other words, they want to see us defeated. But in the end, they are always defeated.
Yeah, that is in our trap. Yes, they are afraid of their demonic civilization being killed by this movement. That is their
fear.
Therefore, they are combined. The demons, without illicit sex, without intoxication, without meat eating, without gambling, their life is finished. So they are thinking how we shall live if this movement is allowed to make progress like epidemic. And that is the idea behind it.
We are always saying that actually we are not brainwashing, you are brainwashing.
Yes.
You are convincing the people there is no God. And
we are presenting God, his address, his father's name, his residence, everything. If you are intelligent, you can go back home, back to God. If not, you may suffer, the others will go.
An example you gave of the deaf husband, I think Prabhupada gave a letter here, it's very good to indicate who is being brainwashed. For example, the deaf husband was calling his wife.
Yes.
That is a very good example.
They're actually doing work service.
Yes.
Because they are forcing all these newspapers.
At least Hare Krishna, this name has become popular all over.
Yes. You have experience. The learned people in America are very concerned that we are being
harassed,
and they are organizing groups to defend us. In Harvard University,
that is very good.
The biggest professors and theologians have organized now a nationwide committee to defend us.
This is Krishna's mercy.
And also lawyers and psychologists are also organizing in their own fields nationwide committees just to defend us.
This is mercy. Krishna wanted all these things and then Krishna became important when he killed so many demons. Not lying down on the lap of Mother Yashoda. And while he was on the lap of Mother Yashoda, from that day he began to kill. And there was a trap. Therefore Krishna became the supreme personality of all. So even Krishna was not exempted what to speak about. Prahlad Maharaj was not exempted. So as soon as you speak of God, this opposition will come. Jesus Christ was crucified. So they are so kind that they have not crucified me or my men. Otherwise, you have to expect all this. Nityananda Prabhu was personally injured. So these are the history. Haridas Thakur has beaten 22 bajas. This task is like that.
But they are getting everyone in America to ask the question, what is Hare Krishna?
Huh?
Because of all their false propaganda, everyone is asking, what is Hare Krishna? What is Hare Krishna?
And that is our trial. They're chanting Hare Krishna.
I read that even the New York Daily News took a poll to find out. They were asking every person what they think about Hare Krishna.
Who's that?
Usually they only take polls for very important issues.
Yeah, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
This is
dialectic spiritualism is published.
This year, after the Mayapur festival. I agree, but hasn't finished working on it completely.
How many pages did you read?
Two volumes.
Two volumes?
Two volumes. 800 pages.
So
this is
Prabhupada
explaining
the
philosophies of the world. This was something that just appeared just before I left in Los Angeles.
Mm.
This shows how they are fighting back. This is a four-page article. As if it is a very nice thing. And they say in the article that the parents have to pay these professionals $25,000 just to steal a devotee.
$25,000.
We don't pay them anything. We don't pay these people anything.
Yeah.
They come
we are getting advertised. Publicity. Paying nothing. This is our problem.
We still have to work very hard to defeat them.
Oh, yes. That is necessary. You don't sleep. Never Krishna said, Arjuna, that I am your friend, I am God. You sleep. I do everything. No, you must fight. That is why. Just that samavana smart. You fight and remember me. Then I will do everything. This is an opportunity of remembering Krishna, all right, Krishna Seva. So what are these pictures against us?
Yes. This shows that if they kidnap you and they convince you to give up your belief in God, you will be very happy. You'll have a nice girlfriend, you'll be very happy.
Oh. This material world means this sex that is happening. And we are saying, don't enjoy this happiness like hogs. This kind of happiness available in the hog's life, dog's life. Why you are anxious for this happiness? Real happiness, tapa dibbam, just undergo some austerity for attaining Krishna. This is all. How they will understand? Therefore, they are thinking, unless there is brainwash, how this philosophy is being played. Just opposite. They are thinking, this is happiness, and we are condemning. This is happiness as the hogs. Actually, that is it. Hog is also enjoying that sex without any discrimination, whether it is mother or sister or daughter. That is going on. Sex must be there. It doesn't matter who is. This is the world. Hogs. why a person is condemned as a hog, especially in India. He is a swarthavacha. Why? The hog has no discrimination of sex. No animal has God, especially this hog. You find, study. One side drinking the milk and the next rising. Cannot reach the state. Small kiddies for sex. The sex desire is so strong from the very beginning of it. In no sense, it is my mind. Yes. Nature studies in this. And therefore Bhagavad gives the example. Don't work so hard simply for horses. So if we use these words, it is very, very harsh for the Western people. It is a hog civilization. Actually it is so. But you cannot say Sattam Bhujat Priyanga, unless it is palatable, you cannot say straight. That is, they take it seriously, that we are criticizing our mode of life. Hare. Aye. Yes. It is not your six.
I did not go for a walk today.
Oh. You want to go to Magmela?
Kumbhmela. See, the thing is, I am prepared to come, but difficulty would be to come back.
Why?
I would not stay all the time that you are there.
We can help him get a ticket, because we have a letter of introduction from a very big Central Railway officer for the chief man in Allahabad as a Central Railway. He got us the tickets.
Allah, let us go by car.
By car?
Yes.
It would take 3 days.
No. Never mind. What is it?
All right, I'll come
with. We shall enjoy. We shall stop somewhere and have picnic. I like that.
Your car from Vrindavan is reaching there.
So what? Very vigorously?
I can record that.
देखिए, रुपया तो उधार से ले आता है, ये बोलता से, जिस वाले।
I could show you this later. This is a copy of a newsletter that we have intercepted from the enemy camp.
Oh.
We have our newsletter, and they also have their newsletter. So we have gotten ourselves on their mailing list, so we can find out all their strategy.
Yes, when there is fight, these things are strategy. When there is fight, there is no question of immoral or moral. We must get victory, that's all. Krishna did it. Krishna asked.
According to this, they've made it legal, deprogramming.
Yeah, in some places.
They're making it legal. That they can hold a person by force until they break him mentally.
Sure. Many of our in the most management.
mostly others. Srila Prabhupada, the business of the book trust has gotten very big. Mm. So the warehouse in Los Angeles has become too small. So we have gotten a new warehouse.
We have got a warehouse like Howrah Station.
This is a picture of the new building.
Looks very nice.
It is not yet completed. They are building it just for us. This is a picture of the side of the building. This truck holds 20,000 copies of Bhagavad Gita. It's being unloaded into the warehouse. These are pictures of the inside as we are beginning to fill it up with books.
It is not yet filled up.
It will be very soon. This is... We just moved in as I was leaving for India, so I had them shoot these pictures very quickly.
Yes, sir.
And the former warehouse, we now need more space for the dioramas. We're going to start manufacturing them for all the temples. So we're going to use the former warehouse that you once visited for Bhardwaj. He needs that much space. Because he's going to be making the dolls, then making a mold. And once you have the mold, you can mass produce.
So that we can sew in every center.
Yeah, so they'll make them out of a different substance so that they can be shipped without breaking. All
what
over the world.
What is the material?
The original doll will be straw and clay. But then, for mass production, it will be fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
Very hard and light. Not so heavy.
It is not riskant. One fire. Inflammable?
No, it is fireproof.
Then it is already.
It'll be permanent. Even if you brush into it, it will not break. Very durable.
All right. There is. Go a little.
They've actually legalized it. Mm. There's one group. They're claiming that by deprogramming people, they give them freedom of thought.
Mm. But you are. By deprogramming, they're thinking of Krishna, they're checking where is freedom of thought.
Yeah.
When you are illegal, they want to think of Krishna, and you are checking, then who is illegal? We have to put things that way, in that world. Then you have no right to check him about thinking of Krishna. This will be our argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you can check? Let him think of Krishna really. Because Krishna wants then you have to take Bhagavad Gita as illegal.
Yeah, if they condemn the whole thing, they have to condemn the entire Hindu religion.
That's it. We have to fight in that way.
This is really separating us from these other cults, because most of these other cults, they have no defense, because their whole thing is a concoction. But for ourselves, we actually practice in a standard way of worship. And we have so many testimonials from actual Hindus themselves.
No, outside scholars.
And from all the scholars and professors and everything.
when I've had thinking and you are taking.
Yeah. What complicates it is that they get ex-cult members to come and testify that, yes, I was psychologically kidnapped. I was made into a robot just to think of God.
Yeah.
So that the whole thing is becoming a very...
We have to depend in our way.
Yeah.